As California enters its third pandemic year, state officials are bracing for what's ahead and taking precautionary measures. After requiring healthcare workers be vaccinated in September, Governor Gavin Newsom is now mandating they get a booster shot.
We recognize now that just being vaccinated, fully vaccinated, is not enough with this new variant, and we believe it's important to extend this requirement to getting that third dose, to getting boosted. And so we are formalizing that. February 1st is the deadline to get that done.
California joins New Mexico as at least the second state in the nation to require booster shots for healthcare workers. But it's not without controversy. The vaccine mandate has led to the firing or suspension of thousands of people. Although hospitals overall have fewer patients than last winter when infections dwarfed current rates, many hospitals have fewer workers to treat the patients they do have. A recent study by the University of California, San Francisco estimates the state's nursing shortage could persist until 2026. Anticipating a surge in COVID-19 infections this holiday season, and with a highly transmissible Omicron variant, Governor Newsom says it's imperative to protect frontline healthcare workers and help prevent burnout in the sector, so hospitals are equipped and ready to deal with what's ahead.
We are outperforming in terms of the number of staff, critical staff, that's actually able to continue to do their extraordinary life-saving work every single day, meaning they're not dialing in sick because their immune system has been boosted because of the vaccines. The data is overwhelming, it's clear, evidence is in. Two doses is great. The booster is a game changer. And that third dose is needed. And no group of workers understands that perhaps more than our frontline healthcare workers.
Last week, Newsom warned cases would likely rise and reimposed a rule requiring everyone to wear masks at public indoor gatherings. He imposed the first statewide shutdown order in the early days of the pandemic in March of 2020 and says data shows his preventative measures are working. California has so far fared far better than many other states. Although the Omicron variant is spreading across the country and was first detected in California, average new infections in the state are roughly half the national average, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. California is still seeing a surge of infections. Newsom says last week there were more than 5,000 new COVID-19 cases. This week, so far, a near doubling. They've counted just under 11,000. Newsom also turned his attention to public schools. Though California has 12% of the nation's public schools, it's seen less than 1% of the nation's school closures, 0.03%. Newsom says he's committed to keeping schools open amidst the surge. To that end, he's ordered 6 million rapid COVID-19 tests for children before they return from winter break.
6 million new tests are being purchased, will be sent out to points of access to prepare for our kids to come back in person in January and continue our efforts to keep our kids in school again. Cannot impress upon you more how important it is to keep our schools open and how important it is to get our kids tested, vaccinated, and continuing our mask requirements in order to do so sustainably.
Some 70% of Californians have been fully vaccinated, but that still leaves roughly 12 million people who haven't been. The California Department of Public Health says people who are not vaccinated are 7 times more likely to get infected, nearly 13 times more likely to be hospitalized, and nearly 16 times more likely to die from the coronavirus. But it's not all doom and gloom. As more people get COVID-19 vaccines, the CDC is considering lowering the rate of quarantine for the infected, down from 10 days to 5. A move that the state's public health officer, Dr. Mark Galley, supports.
As we move through this pandemic, we've learned a lot. We started at 10 days. We started to talk about what does it mean if you're fully vaccinated? Does that change your quarantine period? What happens when you have a masked person who's exposed? All of these things go into that decision. So I think the science is clear, right? We can do some things different than we were before, but I don't want to erase that what has gone into that thinking is the fact that we're getting more Californians, more Americans vaccinated. that we're getting more people boosted, and that level of protection, that blanket of protection around people in California, allows us to do that with some confidence.
I'm Christina Ottestead, reporting for KPFA.